I was a post-war baby in a small Scots town. I was 3 years old when we moved down south. Hard times written in my mother's looks, with a widow's pension and her ration books. And Aaron Bevan took the miner's cause to the House of Commons in his cold dust voice. We were locked up, safe and warm from the snow, with life with the lions on the radio. And Churchill said to Louis Mountbatten, I just can't stand to see you today. How could you have gone and given in to your away? Mountbatten just frowned, said, what can I say? Some of these things slip through your hands, and there's no good talking or making plans. But Churchill, he just flapped his wings, said, I don't really care to discuss these things. But oh, every time I look at you, I feel so low, I don't know what to do. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news, leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. 1959 was a very strange time, a bad year for labor and a good year for wine. Uncle Ike was our American pal, nobody talked about the Suez Canal. I can still remember the last time I cried, the day that Buddy Holly died. I never met him, so it may seem strange. Don't some people just affect you that way? And all that was good, there even seemed to be an optimistic mood. While TW3 sat and laughed at it all, till someone began to see the cracks in the walls. And one day McMillan was coming downstairs, a voice in the dark caught him unawares. It was Christine Keeler, blowing him a kiss. He said, I never believed it could happen like this. But every time I look at you, I feel so low, I don't know what to do. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news, leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. Jacket and a head full of dreams. In coffee bars I spend my nights, reading Allen and Ginsberg talking civil rights. The day Robert Kennedy got shot down, the world was wearing a deeper frown. And though I knew that we'd lost a friend, I always believed we could win in the end. Cause music was the scenery, Jimi Hendrix played loud and free, Sergeant Pepper was real to me, songs and poems were all you needed. Which way did the 60s go? Now Ramona's in Desolation Row. And where I'm going I hardly know. It surely wasn't like this before. But oh, every time I look around, I feel so low, my head seems underground. Well, every day just seems to bring back news, leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. Every time I look